Hello and welcome to the Sport for Business podcast. I'm your host, Rob Hartnett, and in today's 62nd episode of the show, we meet with Ireland's first ever double swimming world champion and genuine contender for Paris, Daniel Whiffen. This Road to Paris series is supported by Team Ireland partner PTSB, and amongst other things, we find out from Daniel what it is that an athlete looks for from a good sponsor. We also find out about his hopes for Paris, the reason he started his popular YouTube channel, something of the science of altitude training, and what he does during a down week away from the pool. I guess the obvious place to start, Daniel, is how you're feeling after your World Championship double gold medal and with, perhaps less time than would normally be the case to prepare for the Olympics this year.
Well, we're starting next week back. I'm on a week off at the moment, but I'm looking forward to it. We're obviously getting straight on a camp, straight away. We're going straight to altitude, but yeah, I think it's going to be a good prep. We've also got like 5 months until the Olympics, so we've still got a long time. And there's some technique aspects that we need to change that we learned from World Champs. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
You are already an Olympian with the experience from Tokyo behind you, but this is going to be very different. Obviously, larger crowds, much closer to home, perhaps a much higher level of expectation now that you're a double world champion as well. How does that feel? Do you feel as though there's more of a target on your back?
Yeah, well, I think Paris always been the goal. It's been like since the last Olympics, we've been on this 3-year journey of what steps we needed to hit on the way. And I think Paris is going to be very fun for me. And the goal has never changed. There's no added pressure from me on my results from the World Championships because I always thought in my head I was going to become a world champion anyway. And we've always had this set 3-year plan for towards Paris. And yeah, it's the same goal as what it was before World Champs. But there's only like 7 people who are separated by 3 seconds on their personal best. But I said this a couple of inches ago, but because of my other World Champs, they were saying about how 2 people were missing, but I beat the previous World Champion, so really it doesn't matter that much if you beat the person who won last time.
Your YouTube channel has become something of a hit as well and is a part of the Daniel Whiffen story, I guess. Is it something that you enjoy putting it together?
Yeah, I think I just enjoy it. I think I started off doing it because my mum wanted to basically see what we were actually doing when we were down in Dublin training. And then we carried it on because every other person I train with in their squad, their parents want to see what they're doing. And now we keep up because a load of people watch it and they just want to see how like an elite athlete would train. And that's why we just love doing it.
What does letdown week look like for you at the moment?
I'm not really going near the pool. I mean, I'm doing a couple of photo shoots in the pool, but I'm not doing any training sessions or anything. I'm really just chilling out. I mean, I'm enjoying all this because I actually like a lot of stuff to do with filming and stuff like that. So it's a bit of fun for me, but yeah, it's just like chilling with my family, watching movies, playing games. That's what we do.
You said down in Doha that you really enjoyed the spotlight and you enjoyed the attention, and clearly from the YouTube channel, it's something that you're pretty handy at as well. How much of it is you and how much of it is Nathan that he contributes in as part of it as well? Because you credited him with some of the celebrations.
Yeah. So Nathan, he loves the way I credit him for the celebrations because he made up all of them. Me and Nathan, obviously, we work really hard together and we do everything together, everything towards it. And yeah, we do like being, I guess, in the limelight, the YouTube channel, because, it's really just about inspiring a new generation of swimmers and trying to show people what they could become or what training they want to do when they're older, or what it's like to train with world champions and stuff like that. So that's what we just try to put out.
Yeah. Did your own channel just come about from the swimming, or when you were younger, when you were a younger man, did you have any YouTube channel around gaming or anything like that?
Yeah, no, I didn't really do much when I was younger. Maybe I did a bit, but I don't know what that channel is even called. But no, we literally only started this because of the swimming, and well, it was really just for my mum to see what we were doing.
That's very cool. Loughborough was a kind of a sea change for you in terms of the swimming side of it. Mm-hmm. How did that kind of additional lifestyle element of moving away from home and moving into a high performance environment, how did that work for you as a person?
Yeah, so obviously we moved to Loughborough in September 2020, and I think it was good. It was a good time to change because we've been training in Dublin and we just come off a lockdown and we had this long break and everything was changing. So moving to a new place was kind of ideal at that time. And then when I moved, it was all a big step up and the change of everything. I had to study while I was swimming at university. I had to make new friends. I had to meet new people. Everything was like a whole change of environment. But I think because it was kind of everybody felt like they were in the same position because I moved in. I don't know. We had the biggest intake of swimming freshers that year. There's maybe about 20 of us, and I think everybody's kind of glued together.
Of course, straight after the World Championships, you were only just off the flight back from Doha, and you were back into the pool and swimming in the British University Championships.
The University Championships is like a very special thing for me to do because obviously I get to race for my university, which we only get to do really twice a year. And obviously I get to compete against all the other universities. It's not really about... I guess in my events I'm winning by quite a huge margin, so it's more about getting involved with the team atmosphere there and really being part of this. I think we have 20 athletes that we swim for Loughborough at Bucks, and it's like a prestigious thing getting selected to be on the Loughborough team because we've got a 42-year winning streak. And I guess it was great that we did it.
And you said that you like this kind of filming and working with brands and that side of it. Mm-hmm. That's not a natural fit for a lot of people that will be going to the Olympics and that. Like working with PTSB, they're obviously the Team Ireland senior partner as well. Mm-hmm. Do you like the kind of the mechanics behind it as to why they're interested in you and what they can do for your brand?
Yeah, well, my favourite thing about PTSB is that they're actually like, really good at organizing stuff around my training time, so they'll never compromise training, which is one of the best things you can look for in like a sponsor. And I mean, they just help a lot. And then when I told them I was coming back, we organized all stuff, and I'm actually enjoying it because it's a lot of stuff that I enjoy, is all that filmmaking stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's just great having a sponsor like them.
You're very confident, you've delivered in every way in which you've been asked of it so far. When you come down a little bit off of the high of the goals and the swimmer of the tournament, and when you look ahead to Paris, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you? Are you somebody that just looks forward and just sees gold at the end of it?
I mean, as soon as I come off the back of a championships, I just want to go straight back to training because I know there's more in me, and that's the same as this championships. I think as soon as I came back, I started training and I raced again. And I don't think I ever really celebrate that much after. I mean, the night I won the 1500, I had a good time and we were celebrating, and then with my friends and family. And then as soon as that's over, next day I'm like, let's go back to training. We got stuff to work on. And I think, to be honest, obviously Paris is gonna be different. It's the end of the 3-year cycle of Olympics. But no, it's just like what I want to do is just keep going and keep going.
You are on a great run of form, and it feels as though you've been around for an awful lot longer than you have been. Tell me, is there a point that you can remember when things just clicked, or when was the last time, say, that you didn't feel as good as you feel about your swimming and your training and your competing as you do now?
2018, I want to say, was the last time. It was quite a while ago. I think it was the only year where I hadn't made a PB in a season.
You've spoken before about the benefit you get out of the altitude training camps. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, about what it is that training at the altitude actually does for you, both physically and perhaps even mentally?
So we go to altitude really because it's like I don't really know the science, I can't really explain it properly, but obviously lack of oxygen and it's harder to train, so you go up there, and then when you come back down, obviously the more oxygen you create, more red blood cells, I want to say, there's more oxygen in your blood, so then I don't know, basically makes it easier to swim, I think. I don't know. But we do this test called a hemoglobin test, where you have to do these like breathing through a tube, and then they test your red blood cell count, and then they judged off that, my red blood cell count coming before altitude and then coming back, and I had like a crazy increase. It was over 10% or something, maybe even 20%.
And just one last quick one before we let you go, the next up on the agenda for you?
Irish Olympic Trials at the end of May is my next competition.
Great, that's taking place in May out at the National Aquatic Centre. Listen, thanks very much for your time today and the very best of luck for a fantastic summer. thanks to Daniel for taking the time out to chat. Those Olympic trials will be a hot ticket out of the Sport Ireland campus in May. You can keep on top of the commercial world of sport by subscribing to the Sport for Business podcast, which drops every Tuesday and Thursday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Coming up, we will be on the road to Paris again with NASA Russell, chef de mission with Paralympics Ireland. And we will also be kicking off a series with the alumni from our popular Sport for Business, PwC 30 Under 30. Thanks for listening and take care.